Tequila.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. More than 100 million are at risk as the National Weather Service forecasts another day of dangerous storms. There could be a plethora of tornadoes and at least 16 people are dead. Winds gusting up to 80 miles an hour are possible from the Canadian border to Texas. CBS's Jason Allen.
Millions of other Americans are preparing as the storm system tracks east. Emergency officials are urging people to take the threat seriously and seek shelter.
Last time around, we had two elderly people that was in a mobile home, and the mobile home was actually turned upside down, and so they were trapped in the home. RVs, mobile homes, please get out of those and seek shelter.
Even as we were trying to make our way to some of these impacted communities in the overnight hours, it was still difficult to get there. You have that debris, you have overturned trucks, there are trees down, power lines down.
President Trump gave a scathing speech at the Justice Department Friday. CBS's Erica Brown.
The case against me was
Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin held a news conference responding to Trump's speech.
No other president in American history has stood at the Department of Justice to proclaim an agenda of criminal prosecution and retaliation against his political foes.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill passed legislation averting a government shutdown, but it was a contentious battle for Democrats. CBS's Bradley Blackburn explains.
The bill is passed.
Just hours before the government was set to partially shut down, the Senate approved a bill that will pay the bills for another 6 months. A handful of Democrats, led by leader Chuck Schumer, said going along with the Republican continuing resolution was better than the alternative.
Tesla owners are not living their best lives as some cars are being vandalized over CEO Elon Musk and the Trump administration slashing a federal government. There's been a drop in sales and share prices are down, and this Tesla owner says he is ready to walk.
There's a lot of electric vehicles out there, and we don't need to support this one. Now his affiliation with the White House and Trump, it just gets a little too cozy. It just kind of rubs you the wrong way.
A Dragon spacecraft is on its way to the International Space Station after blasting off from the Kennedy Space Center last night. Steve Stitch at NASA says the astronaut teams, including the stranded Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, are ready for their ride.
We're excited to get Crew 9 back, and I know Butch and Sonny are excited to come back, and then we'll celebrate, you know, when they're ready. It'll take a little time to get them back reconditioned, and then we'll do a proper celebration.
The SpaceX vehicle is supposed to dock with the ISS tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Are you living in your happy place?
Comparing the largest U.S. cities across key indicators of happiness, a study from Wallet Hub.
182 of the largest cities across three key dimensions: emotional and physical well-being, income, employment, community, and environment.
Wallet Hub analyst Chip Lupo says then came 29 key indicators of happiness. For example,
average household income, separation divorce rates, work hours.
The result, the happiest cities are found in California.
Fremont is number one, San Jose number two, Irvine number three.
Also making the top 10 happiest list, cities in the Midwest:
Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Overland Park, Kansas, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Madison, Wisconsin.
Followed by Scottsdale, Arizona. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
By the way, Memphis, Tennessee, Detroit, and Cleveland, Ohio are the three least happy cities in the nation, according to that survey. Allison Keys, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and very windy. South winds will gust over 50 miles per hour. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain and mixed precip likely tonight, a low around 32. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high near 40. 30 Sunday night. It's 64 at our studios.
4 hours of timeless hits and forgotten favorites. Rock and roll never forgets on WRJN. WRJN.
See, I'm gone. You know, there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta be traveling on. I'm singing.
Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Now, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time. I'm just a good loving rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? Hear me crying, it's a
green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Yeah, I don't care when the sun goes down, where I lay my weary head. Green, green valley or rocky road, I'm gonna make my bed easy now.
Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Everybody, I want to hear it now.
Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green,
news and now timeless hits. WRJ and Terry Havel. It's our final half hour of Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We're working our way to high school basketball, Waterford versus Racine Park, that sectional game from Whitefish Bay. Pregame at 12:30, tip off at 1. Randy Sparks Group, the new Christy Minstrels, and Green Green at the time. Barry McGuire, a member of that group. Later on, Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes would also join. How about our rhythm and blues classic, released on this date in 1954? It absolutely is a doo-wop and R&B classic from the Chords.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do 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 shaboom. Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, hello.
boom, a meet again, boom, ding on it, ding on, a lang, a lang, a lang, a lang, a lang, a bip, a bip, a bip, a bip, oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding ding dong. Sha-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-lang-a-la-oh. Oh, oh, bip. Sha-bip-a-do-ba-dip. Oh, life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do-do-do-do. Shaboom.
That's a perfect one-shot wonder for this show, since we're tying into St. Patrick's Day. Larry Finnegan from 1962, his only charted hit, that is Dear One. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Like I said, we've been tying into St. Patty's Day with songs with green in the title. This group out of Denver had a good one. It's Jerry Cabana. His group is Sugarloaf and that green-eyed lady on RJM.
Thank you.
groovy instrumental this hour. They call themselves the Piltdown Men, actually a studio group fronted by Ed Cobb of the group The Four Preps, one of the members of the Wrecking Crew from Los Angeles, sitting in and playing on Brontosaurus Stomp. The rock and roll show called Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Back to the birthday book one last time. She was born on March 16th of 1929. We lost her 3 years ago at the age of 93. She was a mainstay on Don McNeil's Breakfast Club out of Chicago for so many years. That would be Betty Johnson and her biggest hit, WRJN.
Dream on, little girl. Dream on. All night with the prince of Timbuktu. He praised my beauty to the skies, and when I looked into his eyes, I realized the prince looked just like you. I dreamed that I was queen of Spain, sailing on the bounding main, when a lofty pirate ship hove into view. A handsome buccaneer so bold, and captured me and all my gold. I let him hold me 'cause he looked like you. I dreamed I was Princess of Bombay, inspecting my army one Monday. 1,000 men came marching by, each looked like you, each winked his eye. Gee, I wish I could have slept till Sunday. I dreamed that at my coronation, I shocked every foreign nation, giving up my throne to marry you. 'Cause I'd be queen of all the world the day you say that I'm your girl, and every dream I dream comes true. I dreamed that at my coronation, I shocked every foreign nation, giving up my throne to marry you. 'Cause I'd be queen of all the world the day you say that I'm your girl, and every dream I dream. Every dream I dream comes true.
Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Terry Havel. We are getting ready for sectional high school basketball coming up in about 5 minutes from now. Waterford Wolverines taking on Racine Park, and that is a sectional game from Whitefish Bay. The winner advancing to the state playoffs in Madison next weekend. Pregame beginning at 12:30 and the tip-off at 1 o'clock right here on WRJN. And join WRJN in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. Dan brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 until 2. You can also hear some of Dan's great interviews and stories from and about some of the 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast at Dan Marcus with a K, waxmuseum.com. Terry Havel, have yourself a great weekend. We will see you next Saturday for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Leave you with the number one song on this date from 1962, and it is coming next right here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets. From WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
From ABBA to ZZ Top and thousands in between, rock and roll never forgets. WRJN.
Special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
40 teams remain in tournament play for a chance to play for a gold basketball. Beginning March 20th from Whitefish Bay High School, it's high school tournament basketball on DG Sports. This afternoon, it's a sectional final Division II game between the number one seeded Waterford Wolverines, 24-3 overall, versus the number one seeded Park Panthers, 25-2 overall. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rousseff along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. The Wolverines advanced by defeating Whitnall 56-49 in a game DG Sports covered. Park defeated Greenfield 73-69 in overtime in those two sectional semifinal games. The winner of this game gets the winner of the game of the winner of number two seeded Wauwatosa West and number one seeded Mount Horeb in a Division III state semifinal game to be played next Friday afternoon at the Kohl Center. Times will be determined once the four teams that advance to state are reseeded. The Wolverines are led in scoring by Caden Gustafson, 22 points per game, Jamison Beasley, 15 points per game, and Chase Brechtel, 11 points per game. The Panthers are led in scoring by Jackson Moss, 21 points per game, Isaiah Robinson, 15 points per game, and Zari Gwynn, 15 points per game. The first meeting between these two teams was won by Park 86-71. We should note that Jamison Beasley was still injured and did not play in that game. Will that make a difference? We shall see about 90 minutes from now. And finally, my keys to the game. First for the Wolverines. They must set the tempo of the game. Gustafson and Beasley must lead the transition sets and continue to shoot well from the charity stripe. My keys to the game for the Panthers, like in the first meeting, they're going to want to play up-tempo. They'll want to get out quick and get baskets in transition and pressure the guards all game with their quickness. And with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley, who's accompanying me today for this exciting time here at Whitefish Bay.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. Looking forward to this game a lot. We've been kind of having our eyes on this one since the start of the year even. Our dream situation of these two playing each other for a sectional final is coming true. We'll see who can prevail, who can come out on top, and who gets that illustrious trip to the Kohl Center next week.
And again, we'll keep reminding you, and we'll try to, we will not get scores. We will not get a score from that game that the winner of this game will play, because that is a 7 p.m. game, excuse me, being played tonight. But we'll keep reminding you who the two teams are. So let's take a moment now to real quickly give you the starters for both teams. Starting with the Park Panthers, starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Zari Gwynn. Starting at guard, 6' senior Isaiah Robinson. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Cam Betker. Starting at guard, 6' sophomore Cole Betker. And starting at forward, 6'7" senior Jackson Moss. Your head coach, Casey Robbins. Now your starters for the Wolverines. Starting at guard, 5'10" junior Colin Lapisto. Starting at guard, 6'3" senior Jamison Beasley. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Ryan Dashner. Starting at guard, 6'2" junior Caden Gustafson. And starting at forward, 6'6" junior Chase Brechtel. Your head coach, Nick Reglin. So those are your starters as we have them for both teams. And we'll step away now for 60 seconds, and then we'll come back and we'll go through the all-broadcast team for this year once again. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN. Racine. You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits.
On DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixer.com.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Now let's go through the Racine County Boys High School 16th Annual DG Sports All-Broadcast Team. Today we'll start with the first team. And the first team, first member of that first team is a junior from Waterford, Caden Gustafson. He's a repeat team member from last year. The second member of the first team, a junior from St. Catharines, Lamont Hamilton. He's a repeat member. A senior from Park, Jackson Moss. He's a repeat member. A junior from Racine Lutheran, Sam Petroff. He's a repeat member. And a senior from Park, Isaiah Robinson. He's a repeat member. So the first team, all repeat members from last year's team. Your second team, a senior from Waterford, Jamison Beasley. He's a repeat member. A senior from Case, Anthony Bull. He's a repeat member. A junior from Case, Michael Farr. A sophomore from Park, Zari Gwynn. And a junior from Union Grove, Griffin Schultz. And your third team, a sophomore from Racine Lutheran, Bryce Austin. A senior from the Prairie School, Carson Eag. He's a repeat member. A sophomore from Catholic Central, Sam Fate. A junior from Burlington, Grant Sulik. And a junior from St. Catharines, A.C. Ward. They make up that third team. And those are the 15 members of this year's DG Sports All-Broadcast Team. And we'll announce it again during the game. And again, we have a few members of the team playing in this game.
Yeah, again, showcases some of the ridiculous amount of talent we have down in Racine. And we're lucky to be able to be here tonight for this heavy-hitting Racine showcase.
All right, both teams have come onto the floor as the horn went off. And the Wolverines, they'll be dressed in their white uniforms with the green trim. So I believe they'll be the home team. The Panthers, they'll be dressed in their away blue uniforms with the orange and white trim. And just getting underway here, the pregame, as they've come on. And I'll go courtside and try to get a few comments from the two coaches real quickly.
Yeah, it looks like they're doing their meeting with the officials now, which is good. Gets that out of the way so Dick's able to interview them uninterrupted. Again, we're here in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin for this sectional final matchup featuring two teams of our 10 that we do cover, Racine Park and the Waterford Wolverines, looking to bring you a great showcase of talent from the city of Racine, or the county of Racine, I should say. There are many, many coaches here tonight from schools across the entire state, and including coaches in our area that we cover. Coach Burse in the house. I believe I've seen West Tosha Central's head coach. So great matchup, and it highlights the county of Racine. And a lot of people are here on hand for this one. They told us they pre-sold 1,500 tickets. Yes, 1,500 tickets. They expect another 200 at the door. Seen there's a couple games across the state that are sold out. The Oshkosh North DePere game, that one's at Appleton North. That one sold out yesterday. Unfortunate for fans who do want to still attend. They are selling no tickets at the door. People tried to move them to Oshkosh. Excuse me. They wanted to move them to Nina High School, which can seat 3,000. They were told no by the WIA. They knew just the level and the amount of people that wanted to go there and were turned down. So it puts a little bit of stress on the host site there tonight for that sellout contest. I believe it was 1,800 tickets that they had sold for that one. Dick will be going courtside now to hear from our coach. First will be with Casey Robbins of Park High School.
All right, joined by Casey Robbins. Hey, exciting times today.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Hey, we looked for this game since the beginning of the year. You couldn't ask for anything better. For DG Sports, we get to go to Madison either way.
Yeah, it's exciting, especially for Racine County and two great programs.
So talk a little bit about the game. We did the Waterford game Thursday night. You had to go to OT to come out with a win, but you got it done.
Yeah, we just have a resilient group. They've been working hard for this, and everything that has came to us is because they work hard.
This is a senior-laden team, so if it's going to be done, it's got to be done this year.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think they're ready. We have that experience from last year, and they don't want to feel how they felt last year.
So what are the keys to coming out with a win?
Honestly, just playing how we play. Don't let anyone dictate the game besides us.
All right, good luck today,
thank
Casey.
You. Thanks, Dave.
They're getting pronunciations quick.
All right, joined by Nick Ragland. Nick, we've waited for this game all year.
Yeah, it's been building up to this point for a while.
A little nervous?
I wouldn't say nervous, say excited. Excited to be here, happy that it's worked out this way.
Now you got here and you're not really, I mean you have some seniors, but this team, I won't say it's young, but I mean you'll have people coming back next year. So to get to a sectional final this year is a tribute to the Waterford program.
Yeah, it's a tribute to the program, but it's a tribute to our two seniors who have dragged us along and got us to this point. Without JD and without Ryan, none of this happens. They're our leaders, and they put us in this position.
Now, they beat you during the year, but Jameson didn't play. What has to be different today for the Wolverines to come out with a win?
Well, we got JD on the floor. That changes the way that we approach everything. So it'll look a little bit different than game one. When they're pressing us, we're going to have an additional ball handler. We need to take care of the basketball. That's what it all comes down to. It's not rocket science. They turn people over. When they turn people over, they score at a really high level. So if we want to have any kind of chance, we got to take care of the basketball.
All right, Nick, good luck this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
That's Nick Ragland, head coach of the Waterford Wolverines. Back to the table.
Thanks, Dick. Once again, we're coming to you from Whitefish Bay High School, home of the Dukes. Three veteran officials on this one tonight. for this showcase of talent down in Racine. Once again, you're listening to high school basketball, high school tournament basketball, I should say, from DG Sports. Tonight's game features two of the best in Racine County, two of our teams specifically that we have showcased throughout the year, covering both teams many times, and they're two of our 10 that we do get to feature on DG Sports. We have a great partnership with all 10 of our schools, including the one we'll see tonight in our 5 o'clock matchup for that sectional final between Cedar Grove Belgium and the Prairie School. We're looking forward to that one tonight as well. We've seen Racine Park a few times throughout the year, Waterford as well. Seen them both at home, both on the road, and we've seen Waterford at a neutral site. We couldn't cover both Waterford and Park from a neutral site this year. If you count the tournament this year from Racine Case High School, I guess it would be considered a neutral site, as they played St. Catharines in that one. That was their lone loss of the year until they played Kenosha Bradford, second to last game of the year, where they were knocked off by Kenosha Bradford, a conference team. So again, Coach Raglan, Coach Casey Robbins, both super excited for this one here tonight. Both of them very cool, calm, collected on their emotions. So they're both level-headed, as they should be. They got to be the ones that keep the boys in check, make sure their emotions don't get too high. So again, we're looking forward to this showcase of talent from Racine County here tonight, as Dick has since rejoined me here at the table.
Thanks, Dylan. And it was interesting, the comments from Nick Raglan, because he is correct. I mean, the advantage with quickness goes to the Park Panthers, no doubt about it. And one of my keys to the game was that the Waterford Wolverines are going to have to handle that pressure, their guard play for Waterford. And you heard Nick say they're going to keep an additional guard. So maybe that lineup is going to change once it's announced. But that's the lineup we were given. You know, Lepisto, Beasley, Dashner, Gustafson, and Brechtel. Maybe it means that Beasley or Gustafson will stay back with Lepisto. So we'll see how that plays out. As far as Coach Robbins, he seems very calm. They've been through this all year. I'd say both teams, Dylan, and you can give me your comments. I would say both teams played a very competitive non-conference schedule. Either one of them put, teams they were going to beat by 40 on their, on their schedule.
Yeah, both teams really, I think the goal for both teams, obviously, was to get here and get to Madison. So the first goal, play strong teams in the regular season. Second part of that, getting to this sectional final here tonight against a very strong team. But both teams are battle-tested. They don't have fear. Whatever happens here tonight is going to happen. And it features two conference champions in this showcase. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a great basketball game.
And I mentioned that Waterford is the home team, and talking to one of the assistant coaches for Waterford, the WIAA rotates how they do that. This year, it's the second team, not the first team in the alphabet, which one comes first. So obviously Waterford is after Park. So this was the rotation year, so Waterford is designated as the home team. This afternoon, Park will be the visiting team, and that's why they're dressed the way they're dressed.
And that's something that you don't see with the NCAA tournament, whoever is the highest seed just automatically gets the home team advantage there.
Yeah, so. And I don't know why the WIAA has never gone to that yet. I mean, it's such a simple way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it things easier for media personnel, for the teams, for the communities. So, but at the end of the day, it's just the jersey color. So, nothing too big of a deal.
Well, we're about 3 minutes away from getting this one underway. And again, we'll begin at 1 p.m. sharp. There's no preliminary games or anything to wait for. We'll have our national anthem, and then we'll get this one underway. So let's remind you once again who the starters are for both teams, starting with the Park Panthers. Now that we know they're the visiting team, it'll be Gwynn Robinson, Cam Betker, Cole Betker, and Moss. Head coach, Casey Robbins. For the Wolverines, it'll be Lepisto, Beasley, Dashner, Gustafson, and Brechtel. Head coach, Nick Reglin. They're the home team this afternoon. And both of them are coming off of hard-fought, gutted games Thursday night.
Yeah, neither team had it easy. Whitnall played Waterford very physically. Park forced to go to overtime. They got lucky. They were fouled in the act of shooting as time was about to expire, so they were able to get three free throws at the line. Otherwise, they might not have been here tonight either. So just, again, a showcase of where we're at in the year. Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed the game. So anything can happen. Again, this is just, I'm so excited for this one, Dick.
Yeah, me too. It's filled up now. The one side is totally jammed. Extra bleachers here. And the side designated as the home side is probably 90% filled.
Yeah, there's only one little part of bleachers that are left open. Visitors, I'd say, is about 85% full at this point. So, they're going to fit as many people as they can in here for this showcase of Racine talent.
And a reminder to all of our listeners, don't go too far when this one ends, because you get bonus today. You get a doubleheader. The Prairie School will play at 5 p.m. today here at Whitefish Bay against the Cedar Grove Belgium Rockets. And we will be covering that game. So we probably will leave the airway for a little bit, but we will come back at 4:40 for that game. So you get two games today. You couldn't ask for anything more. Three of the teams we cover all in sectional final play. So we're gonna turn it over now to the PA announcer for Whitefish Bay. And then we'll have our national anthem and get this underway. as our national anthem. Now we'll get the starters, and then we'll get this one underway.
And now, here are today's starting lineups. First, for the team
Panthers being introduced first as the away team. And now we'll get the Wolverines. Introduced. So it'll be Moss jumping for the Panthers. So Moss for the Panthers and Brechtel for the Wolverines. There's the tip, and it's controlled by Waterford. It goes into the hands of Beasley immediately. He'll pass it over to Gustafson at the top of the key. He passes over to Brechtel. They got him out high. Now they post it up. Gustafson low. Turnaround shot is good by Gustafson. Makes it 2-0. And here comes the Park Panthers the other way with Isaiah Robinson with the basketball. Gives it to Becker. Becker goes to Moss. Then it goes back to Cam Becker. Now on the wing. Shot is up. No good. And rebound. It was Zari Gwynn. Then it's stolen. But knocked out of bounds by Moss. So Waterford to inbound. LaPistol will inbound to Beasley. And Beasley being guarded by Gwynn.